Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
I know it's hard to imagine, but just for a moment, consider if God had asked you to do what he asked Abraham to do in Genesis 22. Would what we read of the patriarch be recorded of us? Quote, "So Abraham rose early in the morning." Verse 3. Do you think we might have lingered a while at the breakfast table that day? But he was in a hurry to obey. When I came into the world in 1951, my father had only recently been decommissioned as a lieutenant in the Air Force. I'm not kidding when I say that his instructions to us were not to be considered suggestions. A watchword in our house became familiar to our little souls, quote, "Obedience means now." If we decided to do what he asked us at the time of our own choice, that was not obedience. Abraham followed the same guideline. American scholar Edward Robinson, 1794 to 1863, often called, quote, "the father of Bible geography," successfully identified more than 200 sites in Israel. On one journey, he rode camelback from Beersheba to Mount Moriah, leaving at first light and riding until dark. He barely made it in 3 days. So with amazement we read, quote, "On the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off." Genesis 22, verse 4. No dilly-dallying for him. It reminds us that progress in the Christian life is determined not by how much we know, but by how quick we are to obey what we know. So it was with our Savior as he made his way to the place of sacrifice. Quote, "He steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem." Luke 9:51. Say, believer, is there something the Lord has asked you to do for him? A sacrifice to make? Some forgiveness to ask or give? We are encouraged to act, quote, "while it is called today, lest any be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Hebrews 3:13. Today's the day.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.